bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Welcome to the Wife Savers Podcast, where multi-award-winning author and global marriage educator Ramona Zabriskie provides answers to your real wife questions. Our goal is to help you appreciate your womanhood, prioritize your personal development, and craft a powerful partnership with the man in your life. Hi, I'm Hannah Allen, and I'm proud to introduce my parents, Ramona and Dale Zabriskie. And yes, this is how they talk all the time. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Dale Zabriskie, sitting across the table from beautiful Ramona Zabriskie. Aww. And we've been doing this for 40 years, looking at each other. We never get tired of it.
We haven't been podcasting for 40
no,
years.
No, we've been looking at each other for 40 years. And today...
Really looking at
each
other.
Yeah, that's right. That's what our topic is about today. Analyzing, really getting close to each other for 40 years.
At every square inch.
Every nook and cranny, if you might say.
Do I have nooks and crannies?
Oh, and they're the most gorgeous, cute nooks and crannies that I've ever seen. Show me one of them. Show me one.
It's good we're not on video
right
now.
That's right. But that's kind of relates to our topic today.
It certainly does.
Yes. Let's get a little more intimate, shall we? You've got an interesting letter from
very
one
interesting.
Of your students.
Boy, do I relate to this. Being 37 weeks pregnant. That was a long time ago for me, but it feels like I just have to close my eyes. I can
You're
remember
there.
Exactly
You're right
what
there.
It feels like.
Four times,
that's right. She says, "Hi, Ramona. I'm now 37 weeks pregnant and feel completely unattractive."
Did you feel that way?
Oh, yes. You know, there are moments you feel gloriously motherly
and
you know, like the whole world's looking at you. And
look at her. She's got such a glow.
In today's world, you know, there's the bump.
Yeah, everything's
And everybody
shown.
Wears the really revealing clothes. We didn't do that. We tried to cover it up. We definitely felt unattractive. But here's the point and here's the problem. Hubby says it's hard to see sexy when the body is focused on another task.
Very interesting statement.
Which I understand from his perspective, but silently it breaks my heart a bit. I have always prided myself on being a wife he thought was beautiful and meeting all of his needs, so this is very difficult for me. That one statement worries me a little bit, that she's put so much effort into trying, you know, to please him,
and now she can't. She feels like
Anyway, she says, "Is there anything a woman can do to feel sexy for her husband at times like this? A woman can do to feel sexy." Oh, now we're back to Well, that's a little flip. "Is there anything I can suggest to him that may help me, short of bluntly saying, 'I need you to ... My man doesn't like those direct comments. Yes, we have discussed this, and that's when I get the 'your body is focused on other things' answer. It hurts. Just because my body is busy doing one thing doesn't mean the rest of me still doesn't want to be wanted."
Mm-hmm.
"What should I do?"
Yeah.
That's her question.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, "Hey, I'm making a person here."
But that's the whole point. That's how he sees
that's
it.
That's right.
He sees that her body is completely preoccupied with the pregnancy, and that's not sexy.
But there's also that element where she says that you know, she's worked really hard to please him.
Yes.
But she can't do that in the same way now.
Ah.
She feels like she can't.
And she's feeling unattractive.
Yeah.
She's craving him letting her know that she is attractive. And in the past, the way they've done that is through their physical relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she's been assured that she's beautiful or attractive, or that he wants her, that he desires her. And because it's almost, there's a lot more to this story, and all we have is one little paragraph.
Right, yeah, but we want to be careful we're not assuming too much here.
Yeah, but reading between the lines, it's possible that there's almost been an overemphasis on the sexuality in their relationship, maybe at the expense of other, not at the expense, but they haven't put as much energy into developing the other aspects of their relationship that she could fall back on right now to feel loved, attractive, desirable, and all the things that she does need. That's what she said. The rest of me still needs these things. So it could be that we're seeing an area in that relationship that needs more energy, more focus.
That would help go through this.
Here's an opportunity to grow.
I think we can assume, though, this is a first child for them.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
Like they haven't had to deal with this before. Bridge, yeah.
And so it's a stage, right? It's a period of time they've got to get through and may happen again if they have other children.
So, and with that being said, that it being a stage, let's make it really clear that this is pretty common.
It's very common, very normal.
Nothing puts a crimp in your sex life like pregnancy.
What's the joke about that? Right? Having sex will increase your chances of having children.
Yes.
But having children will decrease your chance of having sex. That starts with being pregnant, not just having the child here.
Yeah. It starts with pregnancy. Yeah. At every stage. You mentioned stages. At every stage, children find a way of interfering.
That's right. One way or the other.
So, like when they're babies, and we need to talk about that because they're going to have a baby any minute. So let's help.
Yeah, they're
let's help prep them for that. So, when they're babies, and maybe even right now, the fatigue is interfering in their sex life or time or whatever. When they're teenagers, what's it going to be? Anxiety, you know? So parenthood has many challenging stages. I love that you called it stages. So we don't want to fall into thinking that this is a passing phase on every stage, because parenthood is a long haul.
It is.
And it's just going to move from one stage to another stage to another stage.
Yeah, let me say, if
parenting's going to be with you your whole life.
That's right. If you never had kids, just one little thing. They never really leave. You think they're out of the house. No, not quite.
So we don't want to squander any of our precious years together just because of family life. We can't wait till the kids are grown up to reinstate this wonderful aspect of the relationship, including, you know, so that's what she's right. All I'm saying is, I think she's right. This is important. Mm-hmm. And this does need to be resolved. I'm glad she wrote to us about it. Maintaining healthy physical intimacy throughout all the stages of family life is important, but it does require determination.
Yeah.
It does require creativity and planning. And see, that is probably not natural. That's not the way it's been done for them.
No, if they don't, you're young and you don't have children, it's very spontaneous.
Yes.
And that's wonderful and exciting and everything.
Right.
But like you said, it's pregnancy. As soon as you're pregnant, the family's pregnant, it has to change.
I love it that you said the family's
pregnant. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're in this together. Can't do it alone.
Absolutely. So we've got, if we want to keep this physical aspect of our relationship thriving throughout all of parenthood, including right now and after the baby comes and stuff, we just have to accept this one simple fact, which we already touched on. There's going to be some adjustments. There has to be. It's required. These things aren't going to be the same, including your body.
Right. The body will never be the same.
Her body.
The relationship physically will never be the same between the two.
Do you remember realizing that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, the whole aspect of having a child is exciting and wonderful, but it requires eventually, as the pregnancy develops. And here she is in her very, very late pregnancy. But long before her 37th week, the adjustments have to be made in how they are together and what they do and how they do it.
And the time of day. And that is really going to come into play after the baby.
Yeah, we have another grandchild on the way here.
Yes.
And our daughter's very
early
in her pregnancy, but she's already manifesting differences in her emotions and her energy and everything.
Right.
And that
right.
plays into
right.
how
it
they're
all
together.
Plays in. So there probably is going to be a shift, and maybe significant shift, in their approach.
Yeah.
To their
so that's first thing
together.
Is understanding that has
that
to take place.
There's going
to
be adjustments, and one of the first ones that is going to be your body realizing okay. that there are going to be changes, and then acknowledging the stress. Is like you said, it's exciting, it's fun, and everything. But having a baby is one of the most stressful experiences in life, right? You're busy caring for the baby. He's busy taking care of the two of you, or whatever. Again, tremendous adjustments. It's acknowledged that it's very stressful. And then a lot of couples deal with some mental blocks, mm-hmm. if you will. All right. So that, like, they can't, and this is part of his problem. Can't really reconcile the contrast between carrying a baby and passionate sex. It doesn't seem to go together in some people's minds.
When you say carrying a baby, you mean being pregnant with a child.
Right. And that's a mental block for some women.
Okay.
But in this case, she's quite willing. And it sounds like for him, it's sort of a disconnect. Passionate sex and carrying a baby. I can see the baby.
Yeah.
I can almost feel the baby, you know, at that stage.
Well, yeah, you can feel the baby moving.
So it's like a third person here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've gone a whole different direction. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Hopefully, though, and usually, those kind of apprehensions will pass.
Right.
Right? Yeah. You talk about stages. They will pass when we realize that, you know, they're not so incompatible, actually. they're one and the same.
You talk about feeling sexy. You're not, this is not your new norm right now. Right.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
First understanding that.
Right. Yeah. And letting this time go by, because here's the thing. Emotional intimacy is important for a woman throughout their marriage at every possible stage. And at this stage, just before the baby comes and just after the baby comes, a lot of couples drift apart emotionally. Mm-hmm. And right at the time that she needs emotional support and affirmation, more than that intimacy, more than ever, they drift apart because, and he's saying this in so many words, dad, father, husband feels squeezed out by the baby, right? He's feeling a little left out.
I think there's one other element here from a guy's perspective is the realization that I'm going to be a father.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Comes the dawn.
I mean, the whole sexual thing is, you know, great and wonderful, and it's a big part of our relationship. But now that has resulted in conception.
Yeah.
And now I've got to...
So are
nothing will be the same for me as a man, because the label of father is now going to be placed upon me,
so
which brings with it a connotation of responsibility and provisions and all that comes with it.
So he's processing.
Right. I think there's an element there that big time.
And maybe even hunkering down.
Yeah.
Like preparing mentally. That could very well be.
Or again, dealing with the fact that things are going to change and he's not maybe ready to make those changes.
Right, he's still.
So there's a lot for a guy when you have your first child to deal with. And it could be manifested in this way of that sexual relationship.
Yeah, he's saying it's this thing, but it really could be
made up of
deeper
a lot
of
other
that.
Things.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that perspective.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, from the male point of view. Well, this idea of, you know, emotional intimacy and drifting apart, I really, really advocate the mother getting him as involved as possible. That's what all those Lamaze classes are for.
That's right.
And everything.
It's not really for the lady to learn how to breathe.
No.
It's for the guy to get engaged.
To feel useful and engaged.
After I wondered what that was all.
I'm sorry to break that to you.
Jeez. To sit on the floor for 3 hours.
Jeez. We want him to be engaged and we want him to feel like he's a successful father and everything right from the beginning. And that includes those, especially those final weeks of pregnancy and You're still laughing about that.
That's really true. It's really funny. It's a great point. Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell your guy this.
So I advocate the 4-month rule. Okay. It's just in your mind and in his mind, in the family's mind. I like that you call it the family. The last 2 months of pregnancy and the first 2 months of the baby's life are about the baby. Yeah. And really about nothing but the baby.
It's about the baby, stupid. It's all about the baby.
And
the baby knows that.
And the baby knows that. In so many words, that's what he's trying to say to her. He senses it. Like, your body's busy doing this other thing right now. And I'm busy processing right now.
Yeah.
And so it's about the baby. The last 2 months of pregnancy, the first 2 months after the baby's born. So that's like 4 months. And after that first, and a doctor will tell you that, you know.
Yeah, right.
So after that first 8 weeks or so, it's just a general rule. That's a good time. You're settling into a kind of normal. It's a new normal.
You're figuring out what new normal is
right,
for that period.
Yes, things have settled down a little bit, and that's a really good time to revisit this issue. And how we let's focus on reconnecting again. That's the time to pull in grandma or someone else. And
you want to pull grandma into our physical relationship? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
I want her to come. Want to pull her into the nursery?
Okay.
So that we can have a physical relationship.
That's what I want to clarify.
Maybe not while grandma's in the house.
No, but
we want to go on a date night or whatever
something.
Because we're
reconnect.
Gonna,
I like
we're
that.
We're gonna reconnect because we're not just talking about a sexual relationship here. We're going to focus on the relationship overall. And frankly, I don't know. I'm not the mouse in the corner in this house or in this family. I'm having to read between the lines. But I would love to have educated her thoroughly in Wife Savers and the Wife Savers program. And for her to really understand a lot of principles about relationship building with her husband so that they could have avoided this in the first place. Because what I want her to focus on, what we all need to focus on, is the many different aspects of the relationship. You know, John Gottman, I love to go to, the expert of all experts, who's done the real scientific research and what makes marriages succeed or fail. And he says that according to their research, couples whose sex life was going well after 3 years after the baby arrived, compared to those for whom it wasn't going well, that intimate trust, affectionate, intimate conversations, all that kind of stuff that creates emotional connection and good sex. Right? And you've learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The
conversation
creates good sex.
It does. Let her talk, guys. Let her talk.
That all of that is part of the same continuum.
Mm.
Those couples that were not separating affection and cuddling and sexuality from intimate emotional connection, but saw it as one big spectrum, they're the ones who are thriving. They're the ones who are really thriving, even 3 years after the baby was born. That's just a true principle all across our marriage, our 50-year marriage. We're always fostering this emotional connection because it's on the same continuum as physical connection. We're also fostering our physical connection because it's on the same continuum as our emotional connection. Do you see?
Yeah, I think though for a guy, it's harder to do because the sexual expression is rooted in physicality.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it is a way of expressing himself.
Expressing.
And releasing emotion.
Whereas,
and bonding.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
But it also can be a, the right word I'm looking for is a power thing. It's not quite the right word, but it can be an expression of power and strength.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, hopefully in a good way. It can be in a good way, and we're not here to get into all of the
intricacies. Right, we're talking about well-intentioned
yes, absolutely.
Husbands and wives.
But there's still a very strong, powerful, a physical aspect to
that
it.
That makes a man feel
like
he can take on the world.
That's
it
right.
builds his confidence.
And what I've learned in our 40 years is what you just said, this connecting that with the emotional side.
Ah.
And I learned that from you in our relationship, because it's much more emotional for you than it has been for me.
Yeah,
I think that's probably true for most men and women.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But what Gottman's saying here is really, really true in that learning, and for our reader here, the person, the woman who sent in this email, that's going to be the key. Is connecting those two.
Making the connection between their physical relationship right. and their emotional relationship.
And fostering that for him to figure that out.
And helping him make that connection.
Right, right.
And that, now you're talking about a very broad set of understandings and skills.
Yeah, the general basic relationships.
That Wifesavers covers.
Right.
So we can't cover it.
But the point you're making is the more that gets solidified,
yes,
the better the physical relationship is.
Absolutely.
Right.
Bingo. You hit it. So here's just some ideas, though, for fostering that emotional connection. You're going to continue to build romantic experiences together. And like I say, give yourself a couple months. It's hard to do that in that first couple, but at about that 8-week mark, have the candlelight dinner or whatever you consider romantic. So we're going to foster romantic experiences together. We're going to discover new things that we like to do together. That's always a good spark. We're going to have more conversation. We're going to have more laughter. We're going to try and do those kind of things. And you know what? She said he didn't like talking about this stuff directly, which is too bad. I'd like to work with him on that. But if he's not comfortable with that kind of directness, let's do some flirting.
Mm.
I think flirting is for married couples. That's
Should
where
be, yeah.
really, because you really know what each other's talking
about. What turns
about.
Them on. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know all those secret words. We keep coming up with the secret vocabulary that's changing all the time.
It's
Have you
true.
Noticed?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I want to remember, like, oh, that's a good one. I want to remember that. And then I forget to write it down. I never write it down. And but it's okay, because it's replaced by some new innuendo the next
<That's>
week.
<right. laughs>
So enjoy that. I have one more idea, though. What have we talked about so far? We've talked about being a stage.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how we keep it on the front burner throughout parenthood, though. It's always important because parenthood is never going away. We've talked about making those adjustments, like your body is going to change, recognizing that there are new stresses in your life, that recognizing and dealing with the mental blocks, like caring babies and passionate sex are not really incompatible, so much so. And then realizing that it's going to take time to get into our new normal, and that there'll come the day in a few weeks where we can really revisit this, focus on the relationship. We don't want parenting to become divisive. We want it to be unifying
to
our relationship.
And doing these things now will help that unification when they're having to deal with the parenting aspect of life. Yeah.
But she said, she asked for what can a woman do at this stage to help herself feel sexy? That was one of her questions.
So there's two components. He's dealing with it, but now
she's feeling unattractive
it, right?
and not feeling sexy and so forth. And I'd want to encourage her to think of herself as being more sexy than ever. And actually, that is what you see more and more out there everywhere. You see the woman celebrating being the more pregnant, the better.
And the bigger the bump,
the
better.
The tight little tank shirt barely covering her bump, you know.
Or if at all. Right.
And because it's evidence of I am.
Yeah.
I'm very sexy.
Yeah, I am wanted.
I am
That's
a
right.
sexual being. And women right. are sexual beings. That's one of the things we try to really internalize in Wifesavers. They're beautiful bodies. But if you don't like your body, if you don't see it that way, it's really hard to present it as sexy. It's hard to present it with any kind of confidence for your husband. So it's really actually more important how you perceive your body than how he perceives it. A beautiful woman who is riddled with insecurity does not make a wonderful lover.
Say that again.
How did I say it?
A beautiful woman.
A beautiful woman who's riddled with insecurity does not make a wonderful lover, actually. So instead of going like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm pregnant and I'm so uncomfortable and, you know, that if she's thinking that and presenting herself that way, no, she probably isn't very sexy.
Yeah.
But if she's coming at him like, You are gonna love this. Like, you know, a gift almost. It's I'd be really surprised if he could resist that.
So it's really
might, but
I mean, we've acknowledged there's a lot going on here, but her mindset about this whole thing seems to be kind of the epicenter of this.
It could very well be. It's worth trying.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth trying. I'd love to work with her personally and get her, help her get to that place where she really feels that about herself. But it could make all the difference. So anyway, that's a lot to think about and to internalize and to incorporate into their lives. And something in there's got to be helpful, I hope.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a great topic because everybody, you know, in the relationship as they have children, go through this. And it's the whole sexual relationship is so critical, but also often very difficult for people to talk about and to deal with as the stages of life progress.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that one up. That's
Me
great.
Too. Hey, I don't think there's any children or grandchildren spending the night.
Really?
Yeah, we're empty nesters.
We're free. Let's go.
We deserve it.
Thank you for listening and subscribing. Got your own question? Ask it on the Wife Savers Instagram account or at wifesavers.org. In the meantime, we'd love for you to join the Wife Savers membership. Ramona's online interactive learning program celebrated worldwide for helping thousands of women like you transform their marriage. Start your life-changing, self-paced, affordable education today at wifesavers.org.
Home is with you wherever that may be.